This simon is very important both from the point of view of Hilchezimon, but there is an additional very important element there which we're going to get to shortly. Let me maybe avoid introduction, we'll get there shortly. We learned that Zimon is, you can only be Mezamen if what? What's the condition? If there's three people who? Zimon can only take place if three people sit, they ate and they sat together. There is a point within that, that seating together and eating together can only take place if you're eating something which you're allowed to eat. If a person, that's the way the Achronim explained this simon, it's a background information. That, it's not Mefush Mishnebu. If people are eating something which is also to eat, that's not called a kvias. If two people are eating something which is permitted, and one person is eating something which is also, say, meat which is treif, or what's that? Yeah, something which is also to eat, you cannot make a zimun. Why? Because it's lacking in kvias. It's not, that's not the way you eat comfortably. It's not, say something double. Also, you're not going to mitzvah for zimun. Hence, so Shulchan Aruch says, in Seif Aleph, page 198, Ochal dva isa, if somebody ate a dover also, something which is also to eat, afal pi, although, she einoi also, it's only also medrabonon, ein mezamnen olov, you cannot make zimun, you don't make zimun if it's something which is also to eat, whether it's the raisa, or whether it's the rabonon, if you're not allowed to eat it, you can't do zimun. That's point number one. Now the extension of this simon is fascinating, and that's really something which is, you're not allowed to, when you're eating something which is also, you will not make zimun, as discussed, and besides that, you will not make a bracha rishoina, and you will not make a bracha achroina. Rabbi said this is very relevant. When you have to eat some, when you eat something also, you don't make a brach on it, and you don't do zimun on it. Mishneh Berurah says the following: in Sifkot Aleph, Dva Isu, Hafilu Ein Isuroi Be'etzem, even if it's not an issa which is intrinsic in the food, Ela only Mishum She Osa Atzam Dovazeh. If somebody made a neida, that's a very extreme example, and say, I don't want to eat scrambled egg, I just don't want to eat it. I'm making a neida. I don't, whatever the lotion is, the appropriate lotion to make an oath, a neida on this food. So if you're making, then the food doesn't become also. Food is not also, it's an egg. But the reason why, but you, if you eat it, you're over on the raisa. Why? Because you made a neida on it. So there's nothing really wrong with the food. Nevertheless, if a person made a neida, I'm not eating spaghetti, I'm not eating, you made a neida on that. If you do eat it, You will not make zimun on it, and by extension also you'll not make boch rishon nor boch achrona. Yeah, somebody raised. Yeah. Hechsha. So, generally, with regards to hechsherim, it's a good question. Generally, what do you think about Binyamin Yaakov Alevi's question? Hechsherim. What if you don't eat that hechsher? It's a very interesting shaila. If you don't eat a certain hechsher, you don't eat.
No problem.
Why? What's the point? Yeah, that's. Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. Mamash, excellent. Very, very interesting. That's right. Very. Oh, wow. It's a good raya. Very good raya. Very good raya, very, very good raya. But I want to say, and I said another vote as well, which the post can generally speak about. With regards to, when somebody doesn't eat the haksha, generally, what it means is, if you don't eat a certain haksha, it doesn't mean this is also. If you don't eat a certain haksha, you're not saying this is treif. That's not what you mean. You mean that pashtos, it's kosher, it's kosher food, But I refrain from eating because of various chashoshes. It doesn't mean that it is also. It doesn't mean that it's also. It means that you refrain from eating from it. There's a big difference. I think that there's very little. You have to be a very extreme Baal Shitta. Even if you don't eat a certain heksha, you're going to say that this heksha is mamash, it's teif.
Yeah.
Not really, because neda means it's also for me to eat. And with regards to heksha, you're not saying it's also, you're saying I refrain from eating it. I refrain. Very good. So with regards to sofik, lemaisu a machmir as well. Because lemaisu, sofik drabonon, where you can eat. Sofik drabonon, you can eat. So if it's a bond, you're going to be mekel. Not really, not always. You're right. The shayla I saw, they speak about sofik d'raisa. But even then, that's also to eat. So probably, if it's sofik d'rabon, what would be a case? Something is sofik
d'rabon.
Yeah, it is. So the maisa would be also to eat as well. Yeah, okay, I have to think of a case. So if cotton base, and mavach, and rab, what in chain, oin, nominal, bichosso. If somebody makes a bracha on osu food, you don't say amen. See somebody eating, a yid who eats something which is plain treif, and he makes a bracha on it, you don't say amen on it. Makes sense, right? You're not gonna. Pardon? Well, worse than that, but indeed, absolutely, he's not allowed to make a bracha, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, who is going to make a bracha and eat something also? There will be cases. We'll get to cases. Pardon? Very good. That will be an interesting case as well. Somebody's ill. We'll get to some of those cases shortly. Sif cotton gim, loy betchila. Why do you not make a bracha rishon on it? Hoil vedva isuhu. It's a forbidden food item. V'yesh avera be'achilosoi. And there is an avera by eating it. Menayet es Hashem bevekosu al zeh. This rishonim in Maseches Brachos discussing it. Menayet es Hashem bevekosu al zeh. V'ke'en shenemo v'yitzeh be'ech ne'et Hashem. It's inappropriate to bless Hashem and to bench him and eat something which is also. It doesn't make any sense. How can you speak about Hashem being mekoyr habrocha and thank Hashem for all the food and then eat something which He doesn't allow you eating? It doesn't make any sense. It's a contradiction. It's ironic. You can't do that. So therefore, you don't make a brocha rishona on forbidden food. It's a machlokes rishonim. I must say, some rishonim say that you should still make a brocha. You're menaitz, but you still make a brocha. You have to make a brocha. Otherwise, you're moil. But the meister the shulchan aruch paskens, you don't make a brocha. No betchila, no basoif. But I want to point out that it's a machlokes rishonim. Sivkotn dalet loy besoif va'afilim ochal kidei svir. Even if you're satisfied from the food, and normally we know you have to bench medereisa on being full. But no, if it's forbidden foods, you're not going to make a bracha achoyin. Avim ochal b'shoygeik. Oh, now the first case which is really to be discussed is avim ochal b'shoygeik. If somebody ate by mistake, he didn't know this is also. He opened up this packet of crisps and he really thought you're allowed to eat it. Then it turns out that it actually is something which is also to eat. So what's the halacha then? He opened up that packet, okay. And then suddenly he said, oh no, actually this is plain also. It's the wrong ones. Or he ate meat. And then after it turns out that he was fed, chas v'shon, whatever the case may be, that he thought it's permitted, and it, after it turns out that it was teif. So Shulchan Aruch says, what would you say? Bracha chayna or not? He ate something which is also. It's plain also. It's full. And then suddenly says, oh, do you eat halal? He said, oh no. Well, it was halal.
I would say he does say.
He does say bracha chayna. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'im ochal b'shoygek v'nizka achar chilosoi, das hataz v'ot kama achroidim debaze yuchal levorich pasoif." Yes, you do say bracha chayna according to the taz. And he says, even if you're not full from it, as long as you've eaten something and you genuinely, really thought you're allowed to eat it, and then after it turns out that it was dover also, yes, you do say bracha chayna. Debaze loy shaych niutz. This is not. He didn't do a merid against Hashem. You thought it was fine. Elo, however, that in Zimun, with regards to Zimun, afilu b'shoyg again is amen al zeh, ta'achilas also lo'ichas, 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 lo'ichas Mishnah Berurah says, well, with regards to Bracha Achrona, yes, you will say Bracha Achrona, but with regards to Zimun, you still can't join, you can't make a Zimun out of this. That's Mishnah Berurah's pshara. You will say Bracha Achrona, but you will not do Zimun. He said that if you are stolen foods, although it's changed completely, nevertheless, and it's his now, halachically speaking, you still can't make a bracha on it. Right. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Dvorim, which is also to eat, you don't make a bracha rishona, you don't make a bracha achrona. What happens? An interesting shaila. We know that, okay, that's a fascinating shaila. Very lamdish shaila, Rabbi Yisai. Really lamdish shaila. What happens with something which is bottle b'shishim? Okay, you had a cholent, and then you had a cholent pot, and then some milk fell inside it. It's bottle b'shishim. Can you make a bracha or not? Yeah, the answer, of course, it's bottle b'shishim. You're allowed to. Now, what happens if it didn't just, the cereal didn't go into the cholent by mistake, but a person realized, hold on a sec, we don't have enough cholent over here, he saw a bit of milk on the side, it just wasn't enough for the whole family. Why don't we just like, and he pours it in to make a little bit more cholent there. It tastes quite nice. And it's bottle b'shishim, make no mistake. It's bottle b'shishim. Yeah? It's also why? For that person, it's also. Right, similar case. And now, it doesn't sound so far-fetched. I'll tell you why it's not far-fetched. In the kashrus world out there, one of the very great challenges the kashrus authorities face is that the reason why pouring milk inside and it's bottle b'shishim is because there's a halacha in the Rishonim, the Ramah brings it down, that you're not allowed to be mevatel isel chatchila. It's in your day, it's mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to be mevatel chatchila. If there's bottle b'shishim which took place, okay, bottle b'shishim, it's fine, it's nullified, it's fine, it's okay. But that's only if it just happens. But if you are causing a bittul b'shishim willingly and knowingly and intentionally, the halacha is that, no, what do you mean? What's going on here? Not so fast. It's bittul b'shishim, but you get, it's a terabonon like a knas. It's a terabonon knas that bittul b'shishim doesn't work. At the very least for him, potentially for others as well, but definitely, you're right, definitely for him. So this is really one of the challenges of the kashrus industry, because you find in many, many goyish factories who produce foods and they want to have authority, they want to get certification. So a lot of the things that they do are bottle b'shishim, right? I mean, many of the foods that we're eating, they have a bottle b'shishim of Dovah Osso. I mean, a lot of the foods, we're relying on bottle b'shishim. It's very common. Now, it's not b'dieved, because the majority of Rishonim hold that bottle b'shishim is not b'dieved at all. It's completely nullified, and it's fine. So, if Rishonim hold that, it's fine. However, there's a challenge over here, that the people who are doing it, they are very willingly doing the bittul. It's not just that it fell in, and it's bottle b'shishim, but the manufacturing process requires this ingredient in the food. They're not doing it by mistake, they're doing it willingly. They're doing it very willingly. They're doing it with intention. They're doing this bittul with intention. So if that's the case, then who says bittul b'shishim works at all? So you are saying that you have to differentiate between the person himself and others. Okay. But once you're doing once you're giving... Very lamdish. You're not doing it al-das to mevatel, they're just doing it... But it's not by mistake. Yeah, but it's not an oinous scenario. It's not b'di'avad kind of case that it fell in. It's done very willingly. It's done for a reason. They're doing it because this taste adds to something, or it does something, or it's enzymes, or it does something very positive. So it's very hard to compare it to mamash b'diavad potel b'shishim. It's done with clear intentions. So does this knas apply? It's a knas. It's the abonon de knas. That potel b'shishim doesn't apply. Will this apply? Yes or no? Either way, the reason why I'm mentioning this here is because what happens if there is a potel b'shishim that took place, and it's done in such a way? Can you make a boch rishon on it or not? You know something has a potel b'shishim in it. And you know it was done purposely. Can you make a bracha on it? You're saying if you can eat, you can make a bracha. If you can't eat, you can't make a bracha. You're saying it's depending on that. Yeah, does everybody agree to that? What do you think? What would you say about it? You can't eat it, so you can't make a bracha. Yeah, you're saying that pashas you won't be able to make a bracha. Yeah, so the ma'isa you already boils down to this, but it's taka goes to shaila. It's like a big shaila. But you're right also with regards to the, ma'aser we are nowadays. This is why some of the hechsherim, it's interesting to note, I spoke once to one of the kashrus authorities and I asked him, why don't they put their stamp on one of the foods which is manufactured, which is completely kosher? If I'm not mistaken, it was one of the cereals, but I forgot now exactly. And I asked him, why don't you put actually the stamp on the box? It's perfectly certified, and they bring mashkichim in there, and they make sure that it's complete. Why don't you put it? It's more than certified. It's mamash. It's completely kosher. Why don't you put the stamp? Why don't you put your stamp on the box? Good question. If they're taking a chayz with the kash, why can't put the stamp on the box? And then they replied to me that it has to do with this shitta. That once there is a stamp, they're choshet, that the bittel is, because there's a bittel involved, there's a bittel b'shishim involved there, and they're concerned, it's an interesting thought, what do you think about that? That once they put a stamp on it, then the bittel is taking place for them as well, because it's produced also for the Jewish public, for the certifying authority. So they don't want to have a stamp in there. If it's so fine, it's bottle of shishim, fine, you're allowed to eat it. But once they put the stamp on it and the certifications on it, then they feel that you're doing lechatchila. Yeah, interesting, no? So they prefer not to have a stamp on it. They prefer not to have their stamp on it. Just thought it's interesting. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, next shaila, which the Maram Sheik, one of the G'doylei Achroinim, or the Talmid Chassam Sofer, was asked. What happens? We know that there's a halacha of something which is also to eat, something which is dangerous to eat. You're not allowed to eat. Gemara says, and Paskin Yerida as well, that Sakanta Chamira Meisura. You're not allowed to eat anything which is dangerous. What's the case of something which is dangerous? Fish and meat, smoking, yeah. Something on the bed. That's the Shakosha Shikha. Okay, but I'm talking about very from the scientific food which is dangerous. Okay, all the cases you're saying are correct. Can we talk about something just very physically dangerous? Pardon? So apparently, my sugar tells me that it's not dangerous, it's actually very healthy. That's what they say. I wouldn't try it. They say that it's actually, pardon?
Most food is unhealthy today, what we eat.
Yeah, right. But it's not dangerous. Unhealthy, but not dangerous.
No, I was reading a book written by a rabbi, and it says it's appropriate to look after your health, cut back on sugar and stuff like that. So it is actually dangerous.
Okay. Okay, good. So I want to ask the following, Shaila. If something is dangerous food, whether it is dangerous because of Dina de Gemara, because it's like something like uncovered drinks in places where there are, or what are the other examples you gave? Fish and meat. And or whether it is something which is taka dangerous food, which is, you know, apparently water, fresh water from, if you drink water which is not from, it's from some rivers, apparently it's not safe to drink. Some rivers, I'm not quite sure exactly. Something, or you drink something which is just not, it's not safe to drink. So I want to ask, if somebody drinks or eats something which is not, which is dangerous, whether it is Medina de Shulchan Aruch, or whether it is just, just from the scientific eye, dangerous. Can you make a boch rishon and boch achrona? Yeah, a person said, okay, I'm just going to go for fish and I love fish and meat. It's really delicious. He wants to go for it. Do you make a broche, yes or no? And will you be able to get him for Zimun or not? No? No? Not menads?
On ripe fruit.
Why? On ripe fruit?
He's saying that it's a bit similar to unripe fruit, because over there also it is an element of, because it's a mean klala, so therefore you're saying that it's a bit similar. Yeah, I hear that.
It's nicer to me. Maybe to eat something like fish and meat, it could be a bit of life, it could be dangerous sort of thing.
It's not mamash dangerous, yeah. So Abayi said the poskim amachmir. The poskim say that if in such a case, you should not make a bracha. You shouldn't make a bracha, Taka. You mustn't, it's a menat. He does say it's a menat. And that leads to the next question. A person has got diabetes. And you see somebody, a person has got diabetes. And, you know, they have to look after the sugar. You have to make sure not to, because of insulin, you're not allowed to have a lot of sugar. So the question is, if a person can't hold himself back and he eats much too much sugar, then healthy for him. Does he make a bracha or no? Should he just eat that sugar without making a bracha? Or because it's dangerous? Gluten people is, yeah. Yeah.
If you know someone had fish and meat together, or fish without, and have sick, you can't be eating.
Probably not myself to Zimun, yeah.
Only at that time.
I suppose after, yeah.
Not forever and ever.
You're correct, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, for that particular meal, yeah. Yeah, it's not, yeah. But the Maaser Rabbosai, the poskim say that I want you to avoid it. Now with regards to diabetes, no, I'm saying generally, with regards to diabetes, I'm not sure. I don't have a clear psak on that. I saw it being mentioned, I'm not sure that Loch Lemaiser. But the concept certainly is that a person, look at the Loshna Mishneh Berurah, v'hoil v'dvar isu v'yesh aveiro be'achilosoi. The point is in Sifkot and Gimel, Mishneh Berurah's words is, if there's an aveira in eating this item, you will not say a brocha. If there's an aveira in eating this item, you don't make a brocha. Any aveira, whether it's neder, whether it's danger, whether it's dina de gemara, whether it's scientifically dangerous, if there's an issa to eat it, it's menat. You don't make a bracha. No bracha.
What about today? They're saying that certain foods which you had years ago are now actually dangerous for you to eat. For example, a lot of sugary stuff. They say now. You should
avoid it. Yeah.
Yes, and that's because they said it could turn
long term. I think there's a distinction. I imagine there's a distinction between things which are considered unhealthy and things which are positively dangerous. Unhealthy food, we eat all the unhealthy things, and unfortunately, it's just the reality. And you do, but it doesn't make it an avera to eat it. It doesn't physically make an avera to eat it. It's unhealthy and it's not right. But it doesn't make it a physical avera to eat it, as opposed to proper averas.
Even if you know in the long term it's going to ruin your health.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. The answer is yes. Rabbi Yisrael, we learned tonight, Sim Kuf Tzadivav Seif Aleph, we learned that anybody who eats something which is also, even in Mitzvah Rabbanon, you don't add for Zimon. Additionally, you don't make a bracha shayna and not bracha achoyna. We learned that it doesn't make a difference if it's an intrinsic issa on the fruit or it's because of a neder. We learned also you're not allowed to say omen and a bracha of something eating be'issa. We learned that a person who eats something it's because it's boitzeh berich neitz Hashem. We learned that if it was eaten b'shoigeg, if it was genuinely by mistake, then many achoyim hold that you can make a bracha, but that's not a nilt. Fine, I wish you a very good evening, Rabbi Yisrael, and a good Shabbos.